The latest peace talks are to be mediated by Southern Sudanese Vice President Riek Machar. He travelled Wednesday to the Congolese border to urge Lord's Resistance Army leader Joseph Kony to join in the peace process. An aide to Vice President Machar says Kony refused to meet with him and instead sent his second-in-command, Vincent Otti. He reportedly told Machar that the rebel group would not be sending any of their top five commanders to the talks because they fear they will be arrested. A year ago, the International Criminal Court, based in The Hague, indicted the five men on charges of crimes against humanity. The rebel group has been accused of causing the deaths of tens of thousands of people, displacing more than 1 million others, and kidnapping as many 30,000 children to fight as soldiers and serve as sex slaves. The Ugandan government has already pledged to give the rebels full amnesty if they commit to the peace process. Political editor Charles Munguia of the Ugandan newspaper The Daily Monitor says that without the senior leadership of the Lord's Resistance Army at the talks, this latest attempt to establish peace in northern Uganda will likely fail.
The ICC has provided a very good opportunity for Kony to keep away. It's an excuse for Kony and his people. We are seeing the talks becoming weaker and weaker and the outcome becoming more uncertain. Uganda had sent very senior people to do the talks. And if they cannot talk to people at the same level, you can't expect any of the two parties will make headway with these talks.
Ugandan government spokesman for the talks, Robert Kabishanga, says his government has no plans to downgrade its negotiating team to a more junior level. He says the government remains optimistic that there will be another opportunity to meet with Kony and his senior commanders in the near future.
They are the decision makers of LRA. However, if Dr. Riek Machar says these people have been mandated to carry on with the talks, our team will turn up. The feeling here is that whatever happens, whatever the outcome, people here are more or less in the mood to go. So we hope that it will turn up at some point when they realize we're serious.
The government has imposed a September 12th deadline for the rebel group to negotiate a peace settlement. It is unclear what will happen if the rebels miss that deadline. Meanwhile, the Ugandan army says Wednesday it captured the most senior rebel commander still operating in northern Uganda. A spokesman for the army, Major Felix Galaji, says the capture of the rebel commander should not affect the peace process.
Their decision or decisions have nothing to do with what transpired yesterday. As I say, there was no ceasefire. None of the sides declared cessation of hostilities. Operations continue as normal.
Several peace deals between the Lord's Resistance Army and the Ugandan government have failed, with both sides accusing the other of violations. Pierce Lynch, VOA News, Nairobi.